Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Those who teach salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, must not have studied in depth the Lord's Sermon on the Mount. The language Jesus used simply cannot be harmonized with the Calvinistic doctrine of faith only. How can anyone harmonize faith only with these words? Ask, and you shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it shall be opened. Matthew 7:7-8. Did you notice the active verbs Jesus used? Asking, seeking, and knocking. I'm not suggesting that any of these activities can earn salvation for anyone. But there can be no salvation without asking, seeking, and knocking. That rules out faith alone. Asking, seeking, and knocking are works, not meritorious works, but works nevertheless, works which are necessary for salvation. The word knocking is not a common word in the Greek New Testament, but it is a meaningful one. It suggests effort which will be rewarded. The word knocking is used both of man's efforts to enter the kingdom of God and Christ's efforts to seek entrance into our hearts. Finding and entering the kingdom of God requires that we study God's Word to learn what the kingdom is and what we must do to enter it. The Word of God is our only source about the kingdom or the church. We learn from the great Ephesian letter that election, adoption, redemption, forgiveness, inheritance, and reconciliation are in the church or in the kingdom. If we are going to enjoy these spiritual blessings, we must be in the place where they are, that is, in the church. Ephesians 1:3. In order to have salvation and other spiritual blessings, we must have been added to the church. The Ephesians, the Corinthians, and all others in New Testament times had to hear the word of the Lord, believe it, and obey the Lord in baptism. Luke records Paul's preaching at Ephesus and the obedience of the Ephesians. When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Acts 19:5. The same author says concerning the Corinthians, "And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord Jesus with all his house, and many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed and were baptized." Acts 18:8. Did the obedience of the Ephesians and the Corinthians place them in the kingdom of God? Paul provides the inspired answer to that question. "For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit." 1 Corinthians 12:13. But is the body or the church the kingdom they were seeking? Paul wrote to the church at Colossae as follows, "God has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of the Son of His love." Colossians 1:13. Was Paul referring to two institutions, the church and the kingdom? My friends, the church is the kingdom. We are admitted into the Lord's kingdom when we believe and obey the gospel. Seeking, believing, and obeying constitute our knocking on the door of the kingdom. When we get into the Lord's church and become indifferent or immoral, the Lord comes knocking on the door of our hearts to get us to return to our first love. He said to the Laodiceans, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and sup with him, and he with me." Revelation 3:16, 19 and 20. Thank you for listening. May God bless you.